revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today we have a special friend of the show, one of my favorite guests. We're going to talk to Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and this is basically, I think, a follow-up from our last interview, because we hit so many topics, but one that I didn't know much about was something called dry skin brushing. And when it comes to self-care and natural beauty routines, dry brushing has emerged as a standout practice. It's simple, inexpensive, and boasts a wide range of benefits that go beyond just exfoliating your skin. From boosting circulation to promoting lymphatic drainage to supporting a detox program, dry brushing has captured the attention of wellness enthusiasts, dermatologists, and holistic practitioners alike. But what exactly is dry brushing, and is it really worth the hype? Today, our guest, Dr. Jones, holistic health and lifestyle expert, will walk us through everything we need to know about dry brushing, from how it works and its potential benefits to step-by-step instructions and tips for making it safe and effective and part of your routine. As we know, for over 40 years, Susan has been teaching people worldwide about the importance of year-round detoxification to keep the body healed, healthy, and youthful, and energetic, and why dry skin brushing should be a part of most people's healthy living practices. So I want to welcome you back, Susan. It's a pleasure to have you again to give us everything that we need to know about how to stay healthy.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Elena. I happen to love this topic because it's such an important part of my healthy living program. So to be able to talk about it and share this important information with so many people that might not even know what it is, this is going to be fun today.
I love fun. So let's start off with, what exactly is dry skin brushing, and does it differ from wet brushing?
Yeah, that's a good place to start. So dry skin brushing is an anti-aging method of gently exfoliating the skin, and you use these special firm bristled brushes. What it does is it can restore firmness to your skin. It can rid the body of in their skin of the dry flakiness. It encourages blood flow to certain areas of the body, and it supports the lymphatic system in removing toxins from the body. In other words, it supports healthy circulation in the body and should be a part of any detoxification, like you and I talked about at length last time when we were together. And you asked about how does it differ from wet. Brushing the skin wet, well, let's say you're in the shower or bath, for example, doesn't have the same benefits. It doesn't slough off as much of the dry skin as dry skin brushing, which is much more effective. And you do the, hence the name, dry skin brushing. You do it before you shower or bathe, before you get the water on your skin.
And is there an age that it should be started at? I mean, I think of babies as having just beautiful, well-hydrated skin. But can you do this with children?
Well, children do have beautiful skin. In fact, when you do dry skin brushing for about 30 days in a row, we'll talk about this in more detail in a moment, you will start to have skin like a baby again. And when we're younger, the skin cell turnover rate is quicker. As we get older, it's much slower. So when people say, well, at what age? I usually say you could start in your 20s with this healthy living practice. And remember, as mentioned, the older you are, the more important it is to do this, because the turnaround time of skin cells slows down as we age. And by the way, about two blocks from my house is this wonderful day spa. I like to go there about once every 4 to 6 weeks to get some kind of treatment. And their signature massage of an hour is it starts with 15 minutes of whole body dry skin brushing and then a 45-minute facial. I mean, not facial, a whole body massage. Because I do dry skin brushing at home, when I go to do that treatment, I say just use the whole hour for the full body massage since I do my dry skin brushing already. But since most people don't do it, it's one of their most popular treatments at this very wonderful, popular day spa.
So you just mentioned the cells and how the young children's cells turn over quicker. It sounds to me that when you're dry skin brushing, you're encouraging cells, if you're older, to turn over faster. And then, you know, the cell age by definition would be younger, would it not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. For example, you know, you think about men that don't grow a beard or a mustache. They shave every day, and they kind of do their own exfoliation every day when they shave. Most women who are in the know about keeping your skin looking healthy know that 1 to 2, maybe 3 times a week, you do a little exfoliation on your skin. Usually you use a product, you rub it onto your face and maybe neck, décolleté. You wait 5 to 10 minutes and then you rinse it off. So that exfoliates your skin. And you will find most people that do exfoliation say on their face, you'll find that whatever moisturizer you use after you've done an exfoliation is absorbed more easily into your skin. When you don't do dry skin brushing and you don't do exfoliation on your face, a lot of the moisturizers you put on the body kind of sit on the skin. And because what you really see of your skin is basically dead skin cells. And so once you get them exfoliated off, then the turnover rate, the new baby cells come out more easily. And again, it absorbs moisturizer much more efficiently.
Sounds like a much less toxic way of doing it, because you're doing it without the aid of some of these exfoliating products. I can imagine have all sorts of chemicals. If you're not careful, you could be causing more, I guess, stress from a cellular level if you're not careful. Would that be correct?
Yeah, you know what? You're so right about that, because you really have to be a good label reader. You've got to know the products that you use on your skin, because your skin absorbs everything. Remember last time in our visit on detoxifying the body, I talked about hundreds of chemicals that are in the air we breathe, the food we eat, the cosmetic things we put on our body. So you're right, no chemicals at all when you do dry skin brushing. And it's so easy to do. It will go through the procedure. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's a wonderful ritual, and it's very relaxing too. I look forward to it frequently.
Well, let's backtrack, because you mentioned at the beginning of the interview about the lymphatic system, and that system is really amazing. It seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's like a part of the body that waste gets dumped in, right? So if it's not in the bloodstream and if it's not in the tissues and it's in this kind of a way station, which I think of the lymphatic system as. So if you can move that and reintroduce these toxins back into the body so they can be relieved or removed, is that how people can think of the lymphatic system?
Yeah, and I like what you said, like a way station. That's a great way to put it, actually. And the lymphatic system, and that's L-Y-M-P-H-A-T-I-C, lymphatic. This system is a network of organs, ducts, tissues that helps to keep the bodily fluid levels in balance and defends the body against infections. And the primary function, sort of like what you just said, of the lymphatic system is to collect and transport tissue fluids from the intercellular spaces in all tissues of the body back to the veins to help, which then helps return plasma proteins to the bloodstream. And by the way, the word lymph, L-Y-M-P-H, refers to the fluid that flows through the lymphatic system. And that place I just told you about, down the block, this day spa I like to go to, one of their many massages they offer, which I will always ask them to do when I'm on a good detoxification program, and you've got to have someone who really knows what they're doing, by the way, is I get their lymph massage, someone who knows how to work in the right direction of your body to move these fluids from the way stations out so that they can be released. But again, there's a way to do it with dry skin brushing. It's quite miraculous. This simple, very inexpensive procedure, everyone can do at home.
Well, this seems like such a dynamic and, gosh, a functional system. It changes, doesn't it? I read in A Hug in the Mug that it actually slows down in the winter. And you wouldn't think that that would be the case. You would think it's constant and obviously you can prime it by doing the lymphatic massage, but it seems like it has its rhythm, a rhythm to it, depending on whether it's winter or summer. Is that another way to think about it?
Yes. And you're right. I did write about it in my book, A Hug and a Mug. But you can also go to my website and in the search bar, put dry skin brushing, and then you can find a wonderful article about it that even has a diagram to show you the direction to do the brushing. So about slowing down in the winter, the lymphatic system, the flow, does usually slow down in the winter. And that's because when you're in a colder temperature, in most places in the winter, maybe not so much where I live in West LA, but the colder temperatures and then the less movement with many people in the winter can slow down your circulation. And because the lymphatic system depends on muscle activity to move the fluid, winter can leave the body feeling quite heavy and congested. But the longer days now of springtime and then summer, with more movement, hopefully, you're doing more exercise, helps circulation return naturally, which makes this season now ideal for clearing, resetting, and supporting the body's rhythm again. And the dry skin brushing is a simple way to support that lymphatic movement, which is a natural movement in the body, but we can help it along. Like our muscles help us move, but we can make them stronger by exercise. And with these gentle upward strokes, it encourages circulation and leaves the skin feeling refreshed and energized and gives you that beautiful glow. Kind of like, remember you and I did a whole program on red light therapy, remember? Mm-hmm. And that gives your skin this beautiful glow, just like dry skin brushing does. As a matter of fact, often after I dry skin brush, then I go into the room where I've got my full panel of a red light device, and I do my red light therapy. It's kind of a little combo ritual that I do as part of my healthy living program.
Now, you mentioned the direction that you're using the brush. Is it upward towards the heart? Why is it? Oh, I guess the question is, why does it have to be upward and not downward?
Well, it depends on what part of the body you're doing. you generally want to go towards the heart. In fact, I'll tell you the routine that I do right now. First of all, I start at my feet and I use long upward strokes brushing towards the legs and the hips from the feet. And then secondly, I move to my arms and I begin at my hands and I brush upward towards the underarm area, although I don't brush the underarm area, but I brush up in that direction, like you said, towards the heart, using these soft sweeping motions. And then thirdly, I brush the torso gently. You know, I use lighter pressure across the stomach and back, guiding my strokes away from the center of the body. And then four, I finish with the shoulders, the chest, the décolleté area, and I use these soft circular motions to encourage a sense of flow and release. And I've got a diagram that explains all of that on my website. Just in the search bar, put skin brushing or dry skin brushing.
You know, it sounds like, you know, you're bringing the blood flow to the area. And I can imagine, does it also stimulate the muscles in a very passive way, but it's still encouraging blood flow everywhere it moves, right? So are the muscles also being treated to increase blood flow, or is it just vascular?
It's mainly to the skin. And, you know, that's an interesting question because it depends on how much subcutaneous fat you have underneath the skin on top of the muscles. If you are very overweight or obese, it would not be as much stimulation to your muscles. So, and again, the very best way to help the lymph literally is through exercise. This is a close second to do dry skin brushing.
Got you. On that note, let's take our first break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in Solution. We're speaking with Dr. Jones, and you know, the way you make the sound, it seems like this is not something that you've started yesterday. How long have you been using this practice?
Well, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Yeah. My grandmother, remember Fritzy, she taught me about dry skin brushing when I was a teenager. So it's been decades since this practice has been part of my healthy living lifestyle. While I don't really brush daily anymore, I still usually brush 3 to 4 times a week. And excuse me. And she taught me when I dry skin brush, that when I first began, because I thought it sounded a little bit weird, and she had me go into the bathroom. I think I briefly mentioned this when we were together last time. And she took out a dark towel, and you can all do this little test. Take out a dark towel and put it maybe on the bottom of your shower or your bathtub. And then you start your dry skin brushing, and in a moment I'll go through it a little bit better on exactly how you do it. And you won't believe what falls down on this towel. And I say a dark colored towel so you can see all the skin cells falling down and on top of this towel. But if you do this for about 30 days, if you're just beginning and you've never done it before, you will be in awe at how beautiful and soft and glowing your skin is after 30 days.
Doing it every day?
If you're just starting out, I would say do it every day. So okay. First of all, you can adopt this new practice because, you know, it takes 21 days to make or break a habit, 21 consecutive days in a row. So you'll form the habit by day 21 for sure. Like Benjamin Franklin said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. And you can bring in new habits like this, or drinking more water every day, or exercising every day, or you can give up things you know are not good for your body, like having a sweet dessert or ice cream every night after dinner. So after 21 days, you've got a new habit. And then I could do it every day, but I keep my skin actually so healthy that 3 to 4 times a week is enough. But as a beginner, shoot for at least 21 days, ideally a whole month. Because the older you are, as mentioned, the longer it takes for your skin cells to turn over, for new ones to come out. And younger people, within about 2 weeks, have new skin cells. But as we age, it can be 3 to 4 weeks till we've got new skin cells. And dry skin brushing helps the process along.
Got you. Now, I'm curious about the brushes. I mean, it's not some standard brush. How do you purchase them, and what are you looking for?
All right. Now, this is good, because we want everyone to get one. Here's what I do in my lifestyle. I usually purchase my brushes for myself or ones I give as gifts at either my local beauty supply store, a health food store, they always have them, a wellness or day spa. They're every few blocks here in Brentwood where I live. But if I'm shipping it to someone else, I usually will go to Amazon. When I give it to someone as a gift in person, I actually prefer to go to local stores so I can touch and feel them before I purchase. Now, this is really important. You want to make sure you get natural bristled brushes, not nylon or synthetic material. I actually have 4 brushes, just because I like to collect them. And if one is still drying out from washing it and I want to do another dry skin brushing the next day, I'll have one that's dry. But you want to, if you're only getting one, you want to make sure you get one. They usually are wood with natural bristles. You want to get one with a long handle, because usually in the bathroom, you want to do this. If you live alone, you need to be able to reach your backside. And even if you live with other people, it's usually a process you like to do by yourself. So I have one with a long handle, and then I have a little handheld one, the kind I'm showing it on my hand. You can't see me, where you slip your hand on the back of this brush. It's got like a little elastic band, so the brush doesn't fall out of your hand. And that's nice on the legs. Let's say you sit on the edge of the bathtub. And again, when you do this, of course, you take all your clothes off and you rub. I usually do circular motions, brushing up towards my heart. And then I have a very small one that I use on my face. I never, ever would use, nor do I recommend you use, the stiff bristles on your face. That's way too much. You get a little softer one. And what I did before we connected today, I went to Amazon to see, because I thought you might say to me, what do they cost? To see what the cost is for these brushes these days, since I've had mine for a few years. They can range anywhere from $9.99, like let's say $10. The most expensive, which you don't need to ever get, was $44 with like special bristles. But you don't need to get those. And I did notice one of the ones I got online years ago to check it out, they still have it. Please know I have nothing to do with the company, But if you want a recommendation and you want to go to Amazon, you can get a set of two for $21. And I like this company because they also make my hairbrush. And they're called, and it's Beulula. I think it's Beulula. And the reason I like it is the symbol on their brand is a dragonfly. And they make good quality wood brushes with natural bristles. And the set of two, one is the long-handled one, and the other one is the one for your face. And the Beulula set of two was $21, in case you want to get it online. And then I also recommend cleaning it. Now, if you use it every single day, maybe twice a week you want to clean it. Since I do 3 to 4 times a week, truth be told here, I clean mine once a week, usually on the weekend. And it's so simple to do. I just fill the sink, the bathroom sink, with warm water, and to which I've added a few drops of tea tree oil. And then I swish the brush around, and then I rinse it really well, and then I drain it. You know, I put a face towel down on the sink counter, and I shake out the brush, and then I place it so the bristles face the towel, so that way the towel absorbs what little drips might come out. And here's a real key, though. You want to make sure your brush is dry before you use it next time on your skin. Now, Dr. Elena, this is not to say that when you bathe or shower, you can't use a loofah or a washcloth or some organic sponge with your favorite soap on it, liquid soap, and brush your skin. But you're not doing an effective dry skin brushing and getting all the flakes off when you do it wet. But I still, on occasion, when I bathe, will use my loofah or my, it's like a sea product. It's like a beautiful sponge with my favorite natural organic soaps to wash my body off.
Now, just for the audience, when you say natural bristles, what do you mean exactly?
Well, I wonder what they're made from. They're just natural fibers that usually come from plant products.
Okay.
There are, you know, we've all seen in beauty supply stores all these brushes that are nylon, or like, you know, that nylon squishy thing you put soap on in the shower. That's nylon. It's not a natural sponge. The natural bristles are usually, well, some are made from animal stuff, and some are just made from different fibers from plants in nature.
Okay, that's helpful. People need to understand that. On that note, let's take our second break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in Solution. Dr. Susan, where can people go to your website to do this, go and search on your website?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to the search bar, right in the navigation bar over on the right side. That's at the top. You just click on that little circle, which is a symbol for a search bar, and just put in dry brushing or dry skin brushing. And there you can read a little bit more about our detox program we talked about before and the diagram on how to brush the body. And once you do it once or twice, you won't even need a diagram. You'll know exactly what to do. Honestly, it's not difficult. It's simple. It's effective. And your skin will love you for doing it. Do you have an iron skillet?
Yes.
And you know how you have to season it. You know, initially you get it, you season it, you oil it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think of skin the same way. If you've never dry skin brushed, you sort of want to season your skin. That means you want to start off with gentle motions on your skin, not hard, not tough, gentle, because your skin actually will, over a process of about 2 to 3 weeks, 4 at the most, will get used to the dry skin brushing, and then you can go a little bit harder. One of the many reasons I'm so enthusiastic about this simple, effective process is that it very easily exfoliates the skin. And like a good scrub, because I have body scrubs I've used too, not as much anymore because dry skin brushing is the best, but a brush's stiff bristles are the best way to buff away the dead skin cells, like I said, leaving the skin smoother and softer than it was before, and this process will allow for better penetration of moisturizers.
Well, I have a question, you know, for the scalp, is there any weight or, I guess, a way to have the scalp skin also be treated in this
stimulated
manner?
Yeah. Yeah, and I always make sure I really, your fingers are great tools. And I always make sure when I brush my hair, I use that Balula brush that has a dragonfly on it. I love that hairbrush. But when I'm in the shower, I have a scrub from a company that helps to exfoliate the scalp a little bit. But I also use my fingers every time I wash my hair to rub it in carefully, because your goal is to bring circulation to the scalp to help literally make your hair healthier and to grow hair. Mm-hmm. And I think I talked to you once before about I always finish, even if it's the freezing temperatures in the winter, I always end my showers where I've washed my hair, the final rinse, I'll use the handheld and I'll bend forward and I do a completely cold rinse, which is always colder in the winter than in the summer because of the pipes. Mm-hmm. But what does that do? That shuts down the cuticle of each hair shaft, makes your hair shinier, but it brings more circulation to your scalp. And by doing that, you get better blood flow.
Well, one of the things I remember learning is that the cold water also stimulates your immune system, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. That's why most of the time I end do my cryotherapy treatment. I end my shower. If it's the coldest time in the winter, it might be really cool temperature, but the rest of the year, I go all the way cold, and I do it, and it makes you feel like you can conquer anything in life when you put yourself through that, but you feel so good afterwards. The first week or two you do it, you honestly, well, you might not look forward to it.
But, to be honest, yes.
Yeah, that's being honest, but then after about, of course, 3 weeks, 21 days, you actually you learn how good you feel afterwards because you've got this beautiful glow on your skin and this beautiful energy. It's indescribable. You'll just have to try it to see. But you can always start off by turning the hot water down, doing cool, start with your legs, and then with the cool, then after a day, go up a little higher, get your whole body. And then after a week or two, then you go colder and colder. You know what I mean? Lean into mm-hmm. it lovingly and gently.
How long do you have to do it for it to be effective?
Well, I honestly don't go much more than 60 seconds when it's all cold.
Okay.
Because it's pretty cold. When the day comes that I can put a cold plunge tub in my house, then I would love just to sit into that. On occasion, I've actually, when I've had enough ice, I've filled up my bathtub, got out all the ice cubes that I had to get at the local grocery store, filled the tub, and I got into that. But that takes so much time, and then you do use lots of water that way. And here in L.A. where I live, it's always a drought here, so you want to be careful not to waste too much water.
Understood. And now, for me, it seems like this is not only medicinal, but it's relaxing. What is the thing about the dry brushing that leads to relaxation?
You know what? It is. Well, let me put it to you this way. When I do my dry skin brushing, I have a procedure, and this is good for everyone to know. I first do dry skin brushing in the shower or standing in the bathtub, and my skin is dry. And then afterwards, I always do it before I shower or get into a bathtub. For obvious reasons, you want to wash all the dry skin cells and toxins off of your skin. If I shower, I just shower it all off. If I think I'm going to take a bath, then I make sure I still wash with the shower all the dry skin cells off my skin, because I don't want to be sitting in a bathtub with dead skin cells floating all around me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I like clean water when I take a bath, and I might put in the essential oil of lavender or something like that. And then most women know this, but in case you don't, you want to follow the 3-minute rule. And that is when you get out of a bath or a shower, and this is another reason I've got such good skin at my age. You pat dry. You don't rub hard. Pat dry. Let your skin still be a little damp and moist. And within 3 minutes, that's when you put on whatever moisturizers you use. And you will find if you do this after you've done dry skin brushing, and then you've bathed, and then within 3 minutes you moisturize, it's absorbed really well into your skin. Have you ever put on moisturizer, let's say your legs, and you rub and rub and it just doesn't sink in?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because all of these dry skin cells are blocking it. But if you do it after you shower or bathe, your skin is open and in the moisture, and you've dry skin brushed, it goes right in. And you asked about goes right into your skin without having to rub much. And you asked about relaxation. The ritual of dry skin brushing at night is like a welcome indulgence after a long day, if that's the best time for you to do it, or like I usually do, or a very positive way to start off your day with a positive tone in the morning. I look at it as a ritual of like loving self-care, where I do the dry skin brushing, I relax, sometimes I turn on nice music, or I'll do affirmations, positive affirmations, and you're just partaking in a minute or two or 5 minutes at the most of loving self-care, and it just makes you feel really good.
Anything that can, I think, tune you into yourself, you know, your inner clock, your inner voice, anything that gets you away from the external environment, and you're loving yourself and taking care of yourself, I think it's a good thing no matter what.
I do too, because most people, especially women, fill everyone else's needs first before their own. And this little procedure can really work miracles on your skin. But But we should mention some precautions, you know, because not everyone should do dry skin brushing. And there are certain areas of your body you don't want a dry skin brush. Like I mentioned, don't use the hard bristles on your face. I don't dry skin brush under my arms or my private area. And, you know, just like you can over exfoliate your skin, which can wreak havoc on your face, like some people I know do. They do it once, they see good results, and then they do it way too often. And I can look immediately at people and know who's doing too much exfoliation. But you can also do too much dry skin brushing on the rest of your body. Brushing too hard or too frequency could leave the skin a little irritated and can cause abrasions. And if it's performed over like a wound or skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, the condition may worsen and even become infected. So if you're concerned you might have a skin condition, it's probably best to avoid dry skin brushing and first check with your doctor and make sure you avoid any area of the skin that's irritated. Again, always a softer brush on your face. And then you never want to do dry skin brushing more than once a day. You can go once a day. And remember, if you're just starting, you start off gently. Keep in mind, like I said, it takes 2 to 4 weeks for skin cells to die off. So if you're just starting, I encourage you to commit to 3 to 4 weeks. You'll see a positive difference. Then you could cut back if you want, but definitely not more than once a day.
That's good to know. On that note, let's take our last break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in Solution. Susan, what's the website name that people can go to?
It's my name. It's SusanSmithJones.com. I actually did a tweet a few days ago on dry skin brushing as well, and I put a diagram on there. At the top right, very top right of my website, it says Susan's Links, and then there's a big box with an X in it. So you can go follow me on some things. I'm not one to do social media and show people what I eat or where I'm vacationing or all the things I do. I usually give really positive messages to help lift people up the day, to elevate their mood, to make them happy, make them feel hopeful and positive. That's what I do on Instagram and on X.
And, you know, before the break, we were talking about using lotion. Are there any specific ingredients in lotions that we should stay away from because they're not going to work or somehow thwart what we're trying to do?
I like to find products that are as natural and organic as possible, that all also are cold pressed. That's not the easiest thing to find. I found some good ones out there that I use on a regular basis. But you want to stay away from products with artificial colorings and a lot of additives and 100 names you can't even pronounce. I like real good whipped argan oil that's cold pressed. Sometimes I get ones that have a little flavor, like fragrance in them. You know, if I'm in the mood for a lavender or citrus or a vanilla. But I like to know that what I put on my skin, especially after dry skin brushing that's so readily absorbed, is good for the inside too, and that will help my skin. So you've got to literally become a label reader.
Now, we talked about this before the break, but I don't think people, or before we started the show, People don't realize that the skin is the largest organ in the body, and you made a very important statement. What you put on goes into the body. Is that a way to think about it?
Yes, yes. And you know, we did talk about this briefly last time, but let me summarize. Most people don't realize, because it's on the outside, that the skin is an organ. It's your body's largest organ. And it weighs in, depending on your size, at about 6 pounds and covers an area of about 2 square yards. And your skin protects and keeps everything inside your body. But not only is it an organ, but the skin is also a major area for elimination of toxic waste from our systems. And along with other organs, it's one of the channels of elimination, along with the bowel, the bowels, the lungs, the kidneys, and the skin are the 4 channels of elimination. And the skin is often referred to as a third kidney because it works closely with the kidneys to release uric acid. It's interesting when I talk to people about the importance of taking infrared saunas, which I do frequently in my home too. When you take a sauna and your body's not used to sweating, you might not sweat much the first few times you sit in the sauna. And then it's kind of like you work on your sweat glands and then they become healthier and healthier. And then you can more readily sweat. But I know people that have not taken medication in a long time, and different medications have different odors to them. And people have shared, and I've never taken any prescription medication in my life, but knocking on wood right now. But some people have said to me that after 4 or 5 times when they first started doing their infrared sauna, and you can find the one I use and my favorites on my website, just put in infrared sauna, you'll get about a dozen articles I wrote. But they started to have this funny odor on their skin when they were sweating in the sauna. And it was the odor of the medication that they stopped taking months and months previously that kind of stays inside the body. And that's why when you sweat out so many toxins that come right out through your skin. That's why it's important. One of the 1,000 reasons you want to exercise frequently is to work up a good sweat. But another way to do a whole body detox sweat is by sitting in an infrared sauna.
So it seems to me that if you are regularly dry brushing and your skin turning, you don't have all these dead cells blocking the ability for the skin to release these toxins, that it actually would help the process by dry brushing to get rid of toxins more efficiently.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yes, and you can start sweating easier. And even sometimes if you taste the sweat, a lot of people that really overdo sodium in their diets, you can taste a lot of the saltiness on the outside of your skin. And people that are toxic will have a much stronger body odor when taking a sauna. And by the way, all right, now I'm getting very honest with you, but years and decades ago, before I had my infrared sauna at home, I'd go to a gym and you'd sit in a sauna. And then I knew from gym owners and people that work there that told me that they rarely would clean off the benches people sat on. That's why I'd always sit on a towel anyway. But there's so many toxins that come out when you profusely sweat. And I don't want to sit and be around other people unless I invite them into my home sauna with me. Mm-hmm. People who are profusely sweating And then the body odor can be really strong because these are all toxins coming out of your body. You'll discover after weeks of doing infrared sauna that you're, and eating, of course, going on a detox program, eating a good program. We should talk about the importance of water for skin too. Mm-hmm. But you have no body odor at all because your body's really cleansed. It's a great feeling. And then you get out, and after you do that, that's a good time to shower and do a cold plunge too, or end with a cold shower because you do a hot cold treatment that really helps circulation. And I always make sure that I drink a half of my body weight in ounces of water. I drink good purified water all day long. I add a lot of fresh lemon to it, sometimes sprigs of mint and maybe rosemary, maybe cucumber slices, but always lemon. I get up every morning, and this is a whole different topic, but I start every morning off with a 20-ounce glass of purified water to which I've added the juice of a whole lemon. Because after you've been still all night and you're sleeping, you get up, you've got to get the whole digestive system moving. And you want that warm to hot, but without burning your mouth. You know, so on the low hot side, higher warm side, with good, I like my Meyer lemons, a whole lemon. And I just drink it down. And you want to stay near the bathroom, too, because probably 10 to 15 minutes later, you'll need to use the bathroom. But it's the best way to start your morning and help to get rid of toxins that have been moving through your body, throughout your digestive system, throughout the night.
And this is an active process. I mean, it's like staying one step ahead from what you're describing. So things just don't sit in the body, fester, and get trapped. I mean, from what you're describing, this is something.
Yeah.
It's an active process. And you've got to feel fantastic every time you do this.
Yeah. We're just helping it. We're helping all the toxins out of your body. You don't want them in there. You want them outside. And I always call it an exfoliating, relaxing ritual. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it's worth doing to amp up your self-care routine. Because I think it's both meditative and skin loving. And oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, it's a centuries old Ayurvedic technique. It's not anything new. It's been out for centuries that can whisk away the dullness of your skin and maybe the dullness of your life too. And at the very least, think of it this way. It's low cost, maybe $10. To purchase a high-quality natural bristle brush. It's an invigorating sensory experience with myriad benefits for the body, mind, and spirit. And I promise you, you will feel and look younger and have more energy with this simple process.
I want to thank you, Susan, for giving us this tutorial on how we can really be our own physician. It's all about staying healthy because you don't want to be in a system where you're dependent on medication. And really, those are all controlled toxins and poisons, really, if we want to be honest. And our body, I believe, is self-healing. And you just described a way to kick it into gear so that it can help us. Now, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I want to make sure people know how they can get copies of Uplifted, Hug in a Mug, Joy in the Butterfly, everything that you've written.
Yes, and I'll just say as a final note, I like to say this, that God's given us a self-healing body. And when we remove the toxins and supply the nutrients need to build a healthy body, then it works really well. And people, to find out about my books and my links, you can just go to SusanSmithJones.com, and right there in the navigation bar, in all caps, it says books. And then you can learn about Joy in the Butterfly, the one that just won the gold medal for the best family-friendly novelette by Mom's Choice Awards. It's for kids of all ages and young at heart adults. You can learn about Uplifted. You can learn about A Hug and a Mug. And my faith-based book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. It's all at SusanSmithJones.com, and you'll find out how to get copies there.
Susan, it's always a pleasure speaking with you, and it's always an education. I'm going to put a lot of these into practice. I'm going to have to go to Amazon myself and get one of these, or a couple of these brushes, and hand them out to my friends.
That's a great idea.
Thank you again for joining me, and I look forward to having you back on in the future.
Thank you. Happy dry skin brushing, everybody.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk Events.